Welcome to the Unified Endurance Podcast, episode 208. Rob Jones, I'm not saying Happy New Year. It's long gone.
No, it is. It's well gone. We are 5 days in. It's not just
happy second week of January.
Welcome.
This comes out.
Welcome.
How are you, mate?
I'm very good.
We've been off air for a bit, huh?
It doesn't feel like we've been off air for that long.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Nobody's noticed.
For sure not.
Nobody stopped me in the street and said, I missed the episode of the podcast last week. Who did you have on? What were you talking about?
How was your sausage roll?
Shame. People have talked to me about the sausage roll.
It's become famous.
AB wanted the recipe.
Of course he did, yeah. He said he was laughing in his car when we were having that conversation. It's so good.
And a shout out to Dimitri, our video editor, who created a really funny YouTube clip for that.
Yeah. The mic was a sausage. There was some other good bits in that podcast he could have clipped up, but no, he chose that one.
Yeah.
So, good on you, mate. I would have done the same. Click if he bit. Hadn't have done it, I would have requested it.
Clickbait.
I think. Yeah. Mate, you are running a marathon in 2 days' time.
2 days' time.
Although you've done it, because this podcast will come out next Wednesday, you'll have done it 3 days ago.
I finished a marathon three days ago.
How do you feel? 2:59.
No. I'm not putting a pace target in it. I'm just putting a single success criteria is to negative split.
Nice.
It's because I did try to come up with a pace goal and you said, whoa, relax. Just, have you ever run a negative split marathon? And I said, no. And you said, well, there, that should be the goal. So that is the goal. Negative split marathon.
So halfway at 1:30 and then...
Second half at 1:29:59. Winning.
Wait, Dubai Marathon is back in its home.
It is.
On the beach track.
I'm not sure. I'm in two minds about it. One, I love that that is the iconic route that everyone knows and loves, and it goes past all the iconic landmarks. But there was something really quite cool about running on a motorway last year for the entire run.
Yeah, I'm good with it being back where it's meant to be.
You're happy?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I am. I think those just little speed bumps when you're with, what is it? You've got about 7K left and it just, are you going to get cramped when you hit it? No. Let's see. No. I think they make a nice addition to it.
It's an up and down course, isn't it? So you've got 1, 2, 3, 4.
Up and down on the map. Certainly not up and down in elevation.
Yeah, up and down a beach road.
Yeah. So come down down Hesse, take a left. No, Umsakim, take a left.
There's 4 U-turns and 2 right angles.
Yeah, and there's about 12 speed bumps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's meant to be a little bit windy. There's going to be a tailwind coming. No one's going to hear this. So I'm not even going to talk about it.
Don't worry about it. Yeah. Just say you were like, you enjoyed the tailwind sections. And
there was a tailwind going from the Westin to the turnaround point, but that's not important.
And you're wearing your Rocket X's? You did your Trackmus in them.
There's too much rest in that workout, man.
So Mac X.
Mac X will be the shoe of choice.
Which colors? The LGBTQ ones or the green?
Rainbow.
Nice.
With silver foil baking Hoka label.
Yes.
Some tight pants and a vest.
Good.
Lots of sun cream. Really? Lots of electrolytes because it starts quite late. 7 o'clock is the start time. Was the start time. So it did get quite hot.
Sun cream, huh? It'll weigh you down a bit.
Mm. Nice. This could be good. It looks quite busy from the start list and the 10K race. Looks very, very busy.
Yeah.
It's always quite busy though, that race, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be good. This will be out after it. So hopefully we saw you there and you came and said hello.
Yeah. We have a good number of athletes racing.
Yes. And then coming up, lots of stuff. Do you want to talk us through the ultra scene coming up, mate? Because there's a little bit, right?
There is.
Or the trail scene.
The trail scene. Next up for the trail runners is the goat race. There is a 30K and a 50K option. These guys are new. It's a group called, or a company called Peak. Peak Sport. Peak. It might just be called Peak, actually. Anyway, this is their new race, if you like. And it's hectic. The route starts at the back of Jebel Jaisa, Wadi Galia, and follows almost the Stairway to Heaven route.
Okay.
For the 30K. The 30K has got 1,500 meters of elevation. And the 50K has got, I think, 2,800.
Wow.
It's punchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, very punchy. So the guys that are running that race, they'll be doing weekend recces. And if they come to our training camp in February, we'll do part of that route as well. Mm. We'll do a 30K loop of that route. And then after that, there is the Hadja 30 and the Hadja 50 is back by Urban Ultra. It wasn't on, but they've brought it back, which is nice. And what's after that? After that, you have the Xterra half marathon, or the trail half marathon in Oman.
Yeah.
Start of March.
Which we'll do before the Xterra race.
The day before.
On Sunday.
We should do.
Yeah. For sure. For sure.
Did you do that? You didn't do that last time?
No, last year I just raced, but a lot of other people did both, which is probably why I got second in the race, but I would like to do both now. Yeah. I'm going to come to some of your trail stuff this next few months. I think it's the right time.
Yeah. Right. What about mountain bike racing? You've done a few of those. What's
going on? A couple of those going
on,
yeah. Got out sprinted in a bunch sprint in a Kudra race just before New Year, which was good fun. The next one is coming up on the 20th. That will be in Shoka. I think I'm not there for it. I think there's something else on. Anyway, that's the next one. And then I think there's two more left in that series in February and March. But this weekend coming is Rack Triathlon 113 or 76. So there's a shorter one or a longer one. So we'll be there with a few guys who are doing that. Then it's 4 weeks from the weekend until Muscat 70.3. So that's the big one that the triathletes are targeting next. And we have before that have a Jebel Jaisa camp. So we'll be doing a few reps of Jaisa, a couple of swims and runs over there. And the Sported Triathlon is also in 2 weeks' time, which is the 10K back on Deira Island. So if you did Roy Nasa this year on Deira Islands, that's where the Sported Triathlon is as well. So yeah, lots happening from a running standpoint. Obviously the marathon's just been. We have got Dubai Creek Striders, Burj to Burj,
yep.
Rack Half Marathon. So many ways to cook yourself in the next few months. Coffee Run has now moved. We're moving, well, we have moved. We are now going from Common Grounds, which is newly opened along the beach track. So we're actually starting more or less in the middle of the beach track rather than starting at the zero line. We're now at the 5K point, isn't it, really?
5K, yep.
So yeah, if you want to come and run with us there in preparation for any of those races, you are welcome.
I like this new change. I was thinking about that today because it gives us so many more options to get to the canal. You know, you've got a 2K warm up to get to the canal, then you can hit all the bridges, you can run down the canal, you could go. Remember we did a route ages ago that was run all the bridges up and down the canal. You've got access to that without having to put a 7K hit in before you get there.
Yeah, no, it's great. I think I was chatting to someone else this morning about it and, you know, Lil will be open. We've moved because there's too many run clubs from the zero or 300 meter mark, which is where we used to be from. So the whole thing of it, of Coffee Run, was to have a run and then sit afterwards and have a coffee before the day starts. And there's just no room in a cafe up there anymore. You know, it's just not a nice place to be. So people were leaving early and then there was basically the Coffee Run became just a run.
Yeah. If you're 2 minutes late, then you were in a queue of 35 people.
And that's not what we want from it. So now we're down at Common Grounds and it's a great cafe and there's enough room there for us. And, you know, we can enjoy the time afterwards. We were there this morning and that's what I loved about it afterwards was everyone's done their run. But then what really we are about is that community aspect and that community feel. And we had 20 people sitting around having a coffee that they enjoy drinking because it's actually a good coffee and they can get breakfast if they want. And everyone was pretty chilled before they went off to start their day, which is why we've moved it. And I think it's a good thing because it's made us step our game up again. You know, now we're excited about different route options. We can put together different types of sessions that involve more bridges, like you said. We can go over the bridge and on one side of the canal, or we can stick on the Dubai side of the canal. We can actually run beyond and go to the right to the end of the beach track, which we never actually got to before because within an hour session, you wouldn't make it. So it's good. It's leveled us up And it's leveling up the whole running game in Dubai, which is great for everybody.
Yeah. Even, I just, it popped into my head there, behind Common Grounds, there's a long section of beach all the way to Dusk to the end of the beach track, which is like compacted sand as well.
Yeah.
So we can even do sessions on
legs, bums and tums on the beach. Excellent.
And it's actually a good place to swim.
We could even ride from there to Nabla Sheba if we wanted to.
Oh, yeah? Swim, bike, run, perhaps.
Oh, a triathlon. There we go. Good. Mate, it is the new year.
Here we go.
So, of course, goal setting, changing, transformation, all of that's taking place. And I thought this week we could help people maybe look at goal setting or goals a little bit differently than just setting, what do they call them? Big bags? Big audacious goals or something like that? Like scary goals or something? Like, they're fun, but why don't we actually start setting some goals that is going to make you better in all aspects? And so this week we're going to talk about process, performance, and outcome goals rather than just goals. You don't know about this because you've not read the notes.
I'm reading them right now.
So what the process, performance, outcome, I want you to imagine it as being a linear thing. So it moves, if you imagine you're writing these on a page, so from left to right, and the process goal leads into the performance goal, which leads into the outcome. So that's the way to look at this. What I like about it is you're starting from, you're almost, you know, building the house from the ground up rather than saying, I just want a house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to first say, okay, I want to find some land that I can build a house on. That's how I would look at this. And when we get a good process goal down, it takes care of the foundations, if you like, or even finding the right land to build the rest of the goal on. The performance side of it is setting you up in order to get the outcome that you want. So like, if you imagine the performance side of it is actually putting the bricks together, and then the outcome is that you end up with a house that you wanted to be built. Now, I know there's a lot more that goes into a house, and we're not a building podcast. So I'm going to make these a little bit more specific to what probably the listeners are talking about. So I've done one around body composition, which is a very common goal that we see people set at the start of the year because they feel terrible for eating a load of shit over Christmas and New Year's. So I want to lose body fat and gain muscle mass or lose weight, blah, blah, blah. So I've done one around that. One around being better, you know, fitter. So I want to PB my 10K by the end of January. You know, it's a great goal people like to stitch themselves up with after being on the gas for 2 weeks over Christmas, New Year's. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And then another one is buying a gym membership so that you go to the gym every day for the next 4 weeks, which obviously isn't going to happen either. So I've picked some common ones, but you might actually have some thoughts around some other goals as well that we can talk about. But let's start with body composition goals. So let's go with losing weight, or actually no, we'll go with losing body fat, gaining muscle mass, because that's how we want to.
I think most people would, when they come and they have a body composition goal, it's usually that is lose a bit of fat, gain a bit of muscle, right?
Yeah. So if we look at traditional goal setting for that, we would say the goal is to lose some fat, gain some muscle, or just lose some fat. Okay. So that's the goal. Great. Now we could look at it from a smarter standpoint. So specific, measurable, achievable, realistic time frame. Which again might be a good way of you, and I think it's a great way actually of working out how to achieve that goal. But what this process, performance, and outcome linear line might do for you is to make it a bit more simplistic. So the process to the improved body composition process goal would be something like writing a shopping list and a meal list within your week, so that when you're going and buying food that directly affects your body composition, you're in control of it. If we don't look at it like that, you might just say, well, I'm just going to eat less. But what does that actually look like? By writing out your meal list for the week, or what you're going to eat for your meals in your week, and then writing out a shopping list that enables you to actually make those meals, you're then going into the shop armed with the shopping list, which stops you deviating off
mm-hmm.
from you know, bad foods basically. And I think what I see the other day, I saw an advertisement of a work timer. So it's a timer that you basically set to like 40 minutes and then that's all it is. But what they're saying is this timer is going to change the way you work. And the reason is because you set the timer for 40 minutes and you say, right, I'm working now for the next 40 minutes. You chuck your phone away and you know that you don't go on your phone or Instagram or whatever those apps are for the next 40 minutes. And once the timer's up, you then can open your phone. But all it does is it sets the ground rules. And as humans, we love ground rules, right?
I'm smiling because I got that exact same advert.
You saw it. I laughed my head off at it and I thought, that's actually genius.
Yeah.
So by having the shopping list and the meal list of your week, you're setting the ground rules for yourself, which we're much more likely to follow.
And let's be honest, if you went into the shop without a shopping list, you said, I'm going to get something for dinner, you're not going to pick up the best choice for your goal.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to go for something easy and quick.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So that would be your process goal to the outcome, which would be body composition. The process leads into your performance goal, and the performance one for body composition would be something like cooking at home 6 times a week. So if you can nail the process, which sets you up for the performance side, so actually cooking at home, making meals that you know are good for you, takes a performance, right? That's what's taking you time to actually do it. If you can nail that, but you can only nail that by getting the process right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why...
Yeah, if you don't have the shopping meal list, you don't have the ingredients, you don't have all of that in place, then you're not going to be able to cook 6 times a week the meals that support your outcome goal.
Yeah. If you've not found the land and ordered the bricks, you can't start building the house. So cooking at home 6 times a week could be your performance goal. That might look different, right? That might look like 4 times a week. And then maybe you have to eat out on another 3 times, maybe because of your job or whatever. Then you say, okay, cooking at home 4 times a week and ordering meals that I could cook at home at restaurants 2 nights a week, right? Which is more than doable, I think, especially these days with restaurants, you know, they understand of different dietary requirements, blah, blah, blah. So you're just sticking to that performance goal of understanding that in order to improve body composition, it takes an actual performance or a change in what you're currently doing. And then the outcome, as we said, the outcome goal will just happen by improve body composition or of improved body composition by the process and the performance being there. So if you imagine it on a piece of paper, you're drawing that. So put process, performance and outcome, and then write along it in that way. So imagine you, first of all, to build a house, you've got to find the land and order the bricks and, you know, get all the materials together. The performance is then actually putting the materials together in order to build what you want. And the outcome is whatever you finish up with. If we look at from a physical and cognitive performance, so that goal around being, you know, achieving better results in your, let's say in your exercise, but also at work, probably that's also a goal for a lot of people. We need to get good sleep, right? Sleep directly has been shown time and time again to directly affect your physical and cognitive performance. But just saying, well, I'm going to get 8 hours of sleep isn't going to work, because probably 90% of people have to be somewhere in the morning, whether that's a training session or getting up for work, which means that you need an alarm, right? So the performance goal here is to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep. But if you don't set yourself up to get that, then you're not going to do it. So the process to getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep is to actually go to bed on time. If you have a 5 a.m. alarm, you need to be in bed at 9, maybe even 8:30. So process is get to bed on time. The performance to that will be getting in enough sleep, waking up to your alarm after 7 to 8 hours of sleep. And then the outcome will be higher physical and cognitive performance. You might want to make that the outcome being 7 to 8 hours of sleep, in which case the process and the performance of that could be, the process might be to make sure that you've closed down devices, finished work by 7 p.m., which means that you can then actually perform at getting into bed at 9. So you need to see where you are on that journey of that. There's no point in saying, I'm going to go to bed at 9 if you're literally just finishing work at 8:45.
Yeah, that's unrealistic.
Yeah. So got to adjust that around as you need to, but looking at it again as process, performance, and outcome. Last one I came up with that I thought probably is what people are trying to get to is achieving greater consistency with workouts. And this comes into the guys who are buying the membership, you know, for the next 3 weeks and they want to work out every day for...
I think this is massive.
Yeah.
We always see the January spike, or if you like, the new client dopamine rush where they're very, very good for maybe the first 3-4 weeks a month and they start missing a session, maybe then two or three. And then once they allow themselves to stop, it's almost like a golden pass to miss other sessions.
Yeah. So if we want that to be our outcome, we have to actually plan for it. So I would say here the process goal would be creating a 30-minute time slot, probably on a Sunday. Maybe it's on a Friday, Saturday, but probably a Sunday, where you actually plan out the week coming ahead for you, where you're looking at how you can get your training in realistically around the work and the family schedule. Like for most people, work and family are coming first, mm-hmm. and then, well, probably should be coming first and then training. Some people it's different, but you know, you've got to go to work because you've got to earn your money and your family should be first. So putting them into your schedule and then making sure that your training actually fits around it will actually help you see what consistency of that for that week could look like. Because let's say you want to train 15 hours a week, but you actually only have realistically 9 hours where you can train, then why are you setting it as a goal? But you might not know that. You maybe only realize it on Wednesday in the week. Mm. Whereas if you sit before and actually look at it from a bird's eye view of, right, here's what's actually going on this week. Here's where I want to be with my training, but here's where I really am with my work and family schedule. You can then start to merge it and be a lot more realistic, which will definitely give you greater consistency with your workouts. Because as we always know, if you miss your first session on a Monday, you're much more likely to miss Tuesday, Wednesday. Maybe by Thursday, you've got your head back in the game, but you're far better to make Monday a lot more realistic. Maybe instead of a 1 hour run, you do 25 minutes, 30 minutes. You then feel good and ready to go again on Tuesday. You then same thing on the Wednesday. So that's how we create consistency. If we just say, I'm going to do something every day, then you're just walking around with a blindfold on essentially. You have to plan it out and figure out how you're going to do it every day. And I think the best way of doing that is sitting down before the week starts and actually planning it in. And if you can create a 30-minute slot every week where you can do that, maybe even sit as a family and say, right, what are we doing this week or this week coming? Then you're actually setting yourself up to win so much more.
Definitely. Say if for people as well that maybe have tried this before and they keep failing at it, maybe it's the consistency element, maybe try setting your bar so ridiculously low that it's impossible not to achieve. So it might be something really stupid like, I'm going to run for a minimum of 10 minutes 3 times a week. I'd argue anyone or argue to find anyone that couldn't do 10 minutes 3 times a week. Mm. And you tick that off and you're like, wow, achieved a goal. Realistically, you want to do a little bit more, but at least then you've started and that consistency pattern or that habit is on the way.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the hard part of being in a very high achieving community, right? If you're looking around you all the time and seeing what other people are doing and you judge yourself based on that, it's, you know, it's really hard to keep your head on where you want to be, which is why I think the setting up your goals like this, so having the outcome that you want and then working backwards helps you understand that. Mm. You know, like, do you actually know what it takes to be able to go and say PB your marathon time from 6 years ago? Like if you just set that as a goal, but you don't actually sit down and figure out what that takes through process and performance, then you're just not going to do it.
That's true. I think most people start like what you said there. They go, okay, what do I want to do this season? I want to race this race and I want to PB it. And that's their process, or if you like, their thinking is, well, I ran this time this many years ago. Why shouldn't I be able to do it? Without, like you say, thinking about everything that's required. Mm. I had conversations with people genuinely every year saying, I want to race that UTMB race in Chamonix. Okay, fantastic. Have you done the build-up races? Have you looked at the lottery? How many years is it going to take to get into the lottery and then to get a slot from the lottery? And they go, oh, right. And I guess it's the same with the marathon majors. people will apply for London Marathon, or they say, my goal is to run London Marathon. Great. Have you put your name in the lottery? No. Well, then it's not happening. And it might take 4 or 5 years unless you get a charity place and so on and so on. So going right back to the start of process, I think is brilliant.
Mm. Yeah. And what if you say like you've got your goal based around something like UTMB or something that requires a lottery to get in, and what if you don't?
Exactly. Like, as in, what if you don't get in?
Get in.
Yeah. I think then for that, so your big goal can then be broken down almost into short term goals using that same format. So if your big goal is to race UTMB, then your small goal might be, or short term goal, I have to run 100 miler. And then you break that goal into process, performance, outcome. And the outcome is to run the 100 miler to get points to then stick it into the process, performance, outcome for the bigger goal, which is UTMB.
Mm. Which reminds me of a goal without a plan is just a dream, isn't it? Is that the saying?
That's it.
Then you actually don't know you can get into a lottery-based race, right? So should you actually set that as a goal, knowing that you can't?
I think probably not. That's maybe just your bonus for...
Yeah. Or goal up, you know, the outcome is that if you do get the lottery place, you're able to do whatever the demand of that is.
Mm. Somebody actually said to me, it was somebody was applying for one of the marathon majors. I said, have you just applied for one? Why not apply for like three of them in one season? He's like, no, but I only want to do this one this year, this one next year. I'm like, well, if you don't get into that one, then the whole plan is stuffed. Mm. If you apply for three, then you've trebled your chances of getting at least one of them. You just
comes
do them in
back
a different,
all three.
You do, well, yeah, shit. If that happens, there'll be some issues.
But you can, right? They're all spaced out pretty well, aren't they?
Mm. No? Not all of them very well. If you're going for PB in all of them, then it wouldn't happen, I don't think.
Yeah, true.
Unless you're very well trained.
What are your outcome goals for this year, mate? Or have you got more process goals in place?
I have two goals, and they're very, very simple so that they are very achievable. One of them is simply be better. That's all I've written down, be better. And that can then, I can extend that into as many faucets as I like. And the second one is to listen more.
Hmm. Okay.
I find myself very quick to answer back instead of pausing and listening.
Be better is interesting.
Be better.
How does that start?
So I just thought there's so many things that I wrote down in my end of year reflection and so many areas that I was like, I could do this better. I could do this better. I could do this better. I was like, shit, why don't I just be better?
Sounds like you're in the trap, mate. You need some process and performance in your life.
There are some specifics to that, but okay, there's no need to go into them on a podcast. That could be another whole show itself.
Maybe it can be. Good. Well, I think from the show standpoint, it's something that we've sat down over the last 2 weeks and probably figured out a bit more around process, performance, and outcome for it. So we know how it's going to look. We know what we want to deliver, and the outcome will be a better
show.
Podcasting.
Yes. Starting with me actually finding out where the notes were for the show and reading them.
Still looking around Evernote, confusing himself.
Yeah, I was looking at the iCal meeting.
Excellent. Well, mate, you've got very sore legs from the marathon, so I will continue to bait you into doing something stupid this coming weekend. This weekend, Rack Triathlon. Come and say hello to us if you see us down there. And then if you're interested in coming on to any of our programs, you can, just email us endurance@innerfight.com if you want to get in touch with Rob Jones specifically, rj@innerfight.com. If you want to get in touch with me, tw@innerfight.com. We have so many things happening now. If you want to just get involved with the community, you don't want a specific plan delivered to you, but you want to train with us, run twice or three times a week, ride three times a week and sea swim with us, then you can get on the community program. That is 750 dirhams per month, and if you're interested in that, give me an email, tw@innerfight.com, or everybody in our team is coached one-to-one. which is why we're such a powerful team, because everyone knows where they're going at most times.
Yeah, we can actually probably push as well. If you live in Ireland or Northern Ireland, you can go down to Greystones and hook up with Coach Simon.
Yeah.
SC at innerfight.com. And if you're in New Zealand, in what area would you call it?
She's Taupo.
There we go. You can email ZP at innerfight.com.
And they both offer one-to-one or community programs as well.
There you go.
Excellent.
All mate, corners of the globe.
Big start to the year.
Yes.
You're going to be better.
And listen more.
And listen more.
What are yours?
Not good for podcasting, is it?
I've practiced that this podcast, listening to you. It's very nice.
My goals, mate, are to beat both of you at Xtero Oman. By both of you, I mean Marcus. He's also sat in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Where do you feel you need to work hardest there?
I just need to train again.
Okay. I think you'd already get me, to be honest.
Just need to start training again. Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I actually looked at it the other day. I was like, probably the next step is to actually start putting workouts into my training peaks. No longer freestyle it. Yeah, that's where I'm at the moment. I actually haven't seen the start of the year as being the start.
No.
For me. I had a lot of other stuff last year that I've ticked off, but I didn't fall into the trap of new year, new big goals yet. When the time is right, I will sit down and figure a bit more out.
I saw a good thing the other day, and it said, if you can't stick to your diet in July, what makes you think you'll stick to it in January?
Sausage roll diet.
Sausage roll diet. Yeah, it just made me think about the amount of people. I guess it's people reflect on this time because it's the close of the year and they almost think it's a clean slate to start again.
That's a great time to do it.
It is a good time to do it. But realistically, unless you have a huge incentive, really, why are you going to change your old habits?
Yeah. I agree. There's not a lot I would like to change at the moment. So no need to sit down and confuse myself. But I had two goals last year that I set from training and sort of life standpoint, if you like. And I had, was good with it, pretty much nailed it. And they're things that will carry on into this year as well. So yeah, I think if you're in a good place, you don't necessarily need a massive long goal list.
No.
You should just aim to be able to keep things that you enjoy in your life if you have them. And if you don't have a lot of enjoyment in your life, then the goals should be based around finding more enjoyment in your life.
So you just get a little bit better at what you're already doing, i.e. be better.
There you go.
You're welcome.
Good. Do you want to plug your hat for the last bit, mate?
In the Inner Fight shop down at Inner Fight HQ, we have new hats that are fantastic. There we go. Dimitri, do something with this so people can see the
floral
caps.
There's now three types of floral hats.
There is. Available. It's brilliant. It must really pain your eyes.
Yeah, I refuse to own any of them. Good. Head to the shop.
Pick one up.
Done. Excellent. We're back next week. We have a guest on next week. Mm. And I'm very, very excited actually to chat to them and get them sharing their story.
Are you going
to
tell them who it is?
No.
No? Okay.
No, you'll find out next week. But it's a very long time member of the community.
Yes.
Yeah. Good. All right.
Right. We will see you all next week. Thank you for listening.